Bro.
Welcome back to another episode on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. On this episode, we're going to be talking about who is the greatest Royal Rumble competitor ever. Couple of the guys giving me theirs. I have mine. Stay tuned after word from our sponsors to figure out who we said was the greatest Royal Rumble competitor in history. All right, so this is completely a personal preference of who is the greatest Royal Rumble competitor ever. Now, we've got, you look at eliminations, it's got to be Kane. You look at total time, it's got to be Chris Jericho. You look at Rumble winners, it's got to be Stone Cold. I mean, Stone Cold has three. We have seven other people that have two. Roman Reigns has finished. He has won one and then runner-up four times. So, I mean, different criteria would have to be judged on how do you rank the greatest Royal Rumble competitor in history. We're going to start off today with Matty Ice, who ranked Kane as the greatest Royal Rumble competitor ever. And it's hard to disagree with this. If you go back and watch the 2001 Rumble, there is not a more dominant superstar performance ever in a Royal Rumble than Kane. He destroyed everybody. Now, you could argue, yes, Brock Lesnar in 2021. I believe that was the correct year, or was it 2019? One of those where he eliminated 13 consecutive superstars. Would have been 19. That was dominant. But Kane, at the time, he was the most dominant force in the company. I mean, he has 46 career eliminations, 20 Rumble appearances. That's hard to dispute. As the long, he also holds the record for the most consecutive, and I want to say it's 18, which is absolutely incredible. Now, Matty Ice also listed a second one. And I know this is not, you know, physical line of work, but he holds the record for the shortest time ever in a Rumble at 1.9 seconds. And if you haven't figured it out, it is Santino Marella. He's also the second person ever to enter the men and women's Royal Rumbles. He did so as Santina Marella. He joins Nia Jax as the only two people that have ever done that. So, Matty Ice, Kane, and Santino. Polar opposite careers in the Rumble. Polar opposite careers in the ring. All right, next up, you have none other than Yawn Man, who said Kofi Kingston for the continuous ways that he saves himself in the Rumble. I mean, we've seen the man leap from the barrier. We've seen him upside down and walk on his hands back into the ring. We saw him use a chair as a pogo stick. We've seen him land on pancakes to get back in the ring. We've seen him use superstars' backs. He's absolutely incredible of how he managed to get back in the ring. One of the best to ever do it. But I would be willing to say he's never been considered to win a Royal Rumble. So yes, Yawn Man. Kofi Kingston, overall excitement and line of work. Yeah, it's hard to disagree with Kofi. All right, so now time for the last selection, and it's one that both Mr. Straight Edge and myself have agreed was the greatest Rumble competitor ever, and that's none other than the record holder, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold won the Royal Rumble three times in 97, 98, 2001. He goes on to main event WrestleMania in 98, 2001. Gorilla Monsoon vacated the 97 one because Austin had been thrown out. Rev 10C got back in to win. So, yes, they're all that crap. You can go look it up. Austin also was in six Rumbles. has 36 eliminations. So it is very, very difficult to rank anyone above the only three-time winner in history. And he is the rightful choice as the only three-time winner. And I'm glad it wasn't Hulk Hogan. But Stone Cold Steve Austin, greatest Royal Rumble competitor in history. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. I hope you all have enjoyed our Greatest Royal Rumble Competitors Ever podcast. It's a shorter one. Let us know in our Spotify section who you rank as the greatest Rumble competitor in history. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.